Zach, this is dictating on Dolores Ruby. D as in David. Dolores. Dolores Ruby. Ruby. Date of birth is 10/4/33. Date of visit 2/8/23. Please make a copy for Dr. Lydia Kefalidou. Kefalidoumd. Next paragraph. Dear Lydia, thank you for sending Ruby Dolores, Dolores. D is in David. Dolores for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 89-year-old female who has a history of CHF and history for pancreatitis. Was admitted to Advent Hospital in November 22. She had an episode of acute pancreatitis and was in septic shock and was also treated for UTI at Advent Hospital in Palm Coast. The patient was in atrial fibrillation with RVR and was given diuretics and anticoagulation. And subsequently discharged on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. Presently, she is having an occasional cough and is short of breath with activity, but denies any chest or abdominal pains. A chest CT that was done on November 5/22 showed a small to moderate left-sided effusion and a small right-sided diffusion with atelectasis in the lower lobes. She also had some increased interstitial markings suggestive of pulmonary edema and had cardiomegaly. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes a hysterectomy. She also had obstructive sleep apnea for which she uses a CPAP mask nightly. And patient was treated for pneumonia and UTI as well as chronic kidney disease. Next paragraph, habits. Patient is a non-smoker and denies significant alcohol intake. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next paragraph. Family history, both parents died of old age. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has had no fatigue but had weight loss. There is no double vision of cataracts. She has vertigo. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakenings. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has some abdominal pains, no nausea, vomiting. She has diarrhea or constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain and has palpitations, and she has anxiety attacks. She has easy bruising, and she has joint stiffness and headaches and numbness of the extremities, and denies any skin rash or itching. Next, med list included diazide 1 capsule daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams HS, atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, and Bumex 0.5 milligrams daily, amiodarone 200 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This physical exam. This is a elderly, averagely built white female, is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure is 130/70, pulse is 58, respirations are 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 166, saturation 96. HE and DNA phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edema, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and bibasilar crackles with visa scattered bilaterally. Heart, the anthems are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. And reflexes of 1 plus, there was no there's no calf muscle tenderness. Neurologically, there are no focal deficits, and the cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. CHF with bilateral pleural effusions. Number two is history of pancreatitis. Number three is bibasilar atelectasis. And number four is obstructive sleep apnea. And number five, history of hypertension. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and also get a CBC and a complete metabolic profile. She had a pulmonary function study done recently, and a copy of it will be requested. She will continue using a CPAP mask nightly, and O2 at nights at 2 liters nasal cannula. Was given a albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Lydia Cafalido, MD. KEFALIDOU, Cafalido, Lydia, LYDIA, MD. Thank you for this consultation. Let's start this.